بيجي أنا عشان أهلينا محتاجين.
90% من الأطفال اللي بيعملوا في قطاع غزة هو بيعمل عند اللي هو قريبه من الدرجة الأولى، يعني يا عند أبوه يا عند.
أنا طلعت من المدرسة عشان أجيب له خبزيه وأبوي المصاحب وعشان أشتري، أبوي اللي بطلع.
هاي كمان ماكينة وهي ماكينة، هنا واقف كله واقف. هذا المصنع كان يعني زي ما تقول كان فيه حوالي 15 عامل أو 12 عامل، بعد الحصار وهذا كله وقف.
هناك ما يقرب من 35 ألف خريج موجودين عاطلين عن العمل.
When we look around, we see electrical machines as essential parts of our daily life, like the ones used in domestic, commercial application, and industries. They make our life so easygoing. Machines are around every person, where the lives of cardiac and renal failure patients and infants incubators depend on it.
We in the Ministry of Health are in dire need of continuous electricity in all vital sectors, including the hospitals. Otherwise, this shortage will affect the patients in sections of cardiac catheterization, open heart surgery, cardiac care, emergency departments, obstetric, laboratory, renal failure, the premature babies in incubators, and all other sections. Their lives will be threatened with death at any moment. Electricity is essential in our daily life. We use it in everything, such as washing machines, refrigerators, fans, and for factories and bakeries. Without electricity, we cannot continue working and practicing our daily routines properly. We use electricity to light the darkness for our children. We cook, we bake by using electricity. Electricity is in everything in our life. Electricity is also needed to pump water for domestic use. Electricity and water are our life. Without electricity and water, life can't go on.
The supply of electricity in the Gaza Strip relies on three sources: the Palestinian power generating plant, the Israeli occupation, and electrical supplies from Egypt.
In fact, the three resources that provide Gaza with electricity are not enough to meet the demands. There is an increasing demand for power, while the quantities of fuel and power that are provided from both the Egyptian and Israeli authorities have stayed the same for 15 years. For example, the Israeli authorities continue to reduce amounts of fuel at their discretion without taking into account the increased humanitarian needs of the Palestinian population, which has also increased.
The shortage of electricity in the Gaza Strip dates back to June 2006, when the Israeli Air Force had destroyed all six transformers at the GPP during an airstrike. The power plant resumed production, but with significantly reduced electrical power level. From that day, the electricity deficit has been increased significantly, and daily life has been affected in all aspects.
In Barej camp, the electricity cuts off a lot for approximately 8 hours a day. What can we do then? We have to continue our lives like all people do. We just accept our loss and ask God to give us patience. Yes, there is an electricity crisis. And I said that when the Israeli Air Force destroyed the transformers at the Gaza power plant during an airstrike, they made this crisis. The citizens try to get solutions for the electricity crisis, but these solutions are limited due to the blockade. To mitigate the daily hardship of living for prolonged hours without electricity, for approximately 8 hours a day, citizens are forced to use backup generators or candles, especially during evening blackouts. These generators can be unsafe, especially when used incorrectly, which led to a lot of accidents as a result of poor usage. Among the casualties were children and their parents who burned to death.
Candles are usually synonymous with romance and love, but unfortunately, they are synonymous with burning to death in Gaza. The Palestinians light the candles so they can see when the electricity goes out at night, but they were sleeping when these candles burn them to death without mercy.
I got back home. I woke my wife up and asked for dinner. She brought the dinner to my shop. My family were sleeping and the charger light was lit. Western people only light candles for romance and birthdays, but in our case, we usually light candles when the electricity cuts. My wife brought the dinner with the charger light and lit a candle for the sleeping children. In that moment, an old man had an accident. I rescued the man, then I saw people screaming and telling me that my house was burning. I saw fire through the windows. I went there in a hurry.
These black and burned walls witnessed Hazem Dhair's family's miserable accident. Nothing was left except some painful memories that come always to relatives' minds.
On the night of Wednesday, January 30th, 2013, my brother, his wife, and their children were sitting in a room, lighting a candle in the cold room. It seems that he forgot about taking care of this candle, which fell and burnt everything, especially all the furniture in the room, which was made of cloth and sponges. At midnight, it was almost 3 o'clock, we heard the neighbor screaming that there was a fire. The electricity cut happened twice that night, for about an hour and a half. We cannot blame anyone, we just complain to God. Only God knows how much we suffer. Thank you. We live in this house, just me and my wife. We were sleeping. We heard a noise and screaming. I opened the window. I saw heavy smoke. I closed the window immediately. I moved toward the screaming. I went to the first floor. I tried to open the door. The smoke blinded me. I closed the door and opened it again, trying to get down to reach the screaming. I put a piece of cloth over my nose and went down to my brother's house. We couldn't get in, so we called the firemen.
وصلت هنا باب الشقة لقيت الحرارة هنا مش طبيعية يعني أجل الناس كلهم واقفين هنا.
When I reached the house, I felt a very high temperature. I saw people crowded in front of my door. No one could enter. But I barely passed into the house and reached the room while the fire was burning everything. Look, as you can see, the remains of burning on the windows. Because of the fire, I couldn't do anything. I carried my daughter from this area. She was on fire on this doorstep. I did like this, and I caught her from her neck like this. Then I went out, but the fire surrounded us. I saw the fire around me. I couldn't run, but suddenly I got my strength back and ran out. I gave my daughter to one of my neighbors. Many people were outside the house. No one could enter except me. I went back again to another burning room to take my son out. This room was very small. I tried to reach my son. There was only 1 meter between me and him, but the fire wouldn't allow me. My son was completely on fire, even his bed. I tried to grab him as he burned, but I couldn't. I lost consciousness and fell down. The neighbors took me out before I burned, and they broke the glass windows and finally took my son from the burning room.
I entered the room and found it burnt. The children and the parents were moved to the hospital. Burning was everywhere. The beds, the rooms, and everything was burning from that small candle.
When I reached the house, I couldn't enter. I saw my brothers trying to get in, covering their noses to protect themselves from choking. I tried to open the windows to let the smoke out, but I couldn't get into the house. I put a piece of cloth on my nose, but it didn't work. The civil defense and firemen did not have enough water to extinguish the fire. They requested more firemen's cars to do so, but the house by then was completely burned. The firemen were not equipped enough to extinguish the fire, but after a long time, they succeeded in extinguishing it. We entered the house. We found the firemen sitting inside. What hurts me most is my son. When we found my daughter, she was already burnt. They covered her with a cloth and moved her to the hospital. But my son, I kept watching him while he was burning and suffering for 3 minutes. He was dying in front of my eyes. I couldn't reach him. As a father, it was very painful looking at him, helpless to rescue my own flesh and blood, my only son. We found my brother and his family dead, in the same place they slept. We found them all dead, choked from the smoke in their bedrooms, without any sort of resistance or attempts to get out. But their whole bodies were charred. My brother with his wife and the 4 children. Hazem died with his children. Mahmoud, the 8-year-old son, Nabil, the 7-year-old, Farah, the 4-year-old daughter, and Kamer, the 7-month-old baby. All we can say is, God bless their souls.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
في المستشفى ما اعطوني ابره من اول مهدمه بشوف حل صحيت الا الصبح
I slept after having a sedative shot in the hospital. When I woke up, my family told me that my only son died and my daughter was in the hospital suffering from third-degree burns. After the funeral, I went to check on my daughter's health. She was living only through medical equipment. I was shocked at what I saw. When I left the hospital, I got a phone call telling me that my daughter had passed away. I called my uncles to resume the funeral again after we closed it just the night before. Both of my children died. We asked God to give us patience and more children. Hazem was the only one among my sons asking about me and taking care of me.
والله ما مخلي لي شيء يعني
He had always been a giver.
Fateh al-Baghdadi is the victim number 110, and his sister is number 111, who were among burned people. Hazem Adher, his wife, and his 4 children raised the number of victims to 116. This is the total number of victims who were burned to death either from candles or by backup electrical generators from 2007 to March 2013.
No candles anymore, God forbid. We will never use candles again. We've had enough. A whole family died because of those candles. I only had Fatih and Tala, mercy on their souls, who burned to death. As a result of fear, now I cannot have babies anymore.
وهذا ما تم بالفعل هناك حرق العديد من الأطفال هناك حرق العديد من
This is what's really happened. A lot of the casualties were children and their parents who burned to death. But recently, the education branch within the Ministry of Health began awareness sessions to educate citizens on how these generators and candles can be unsafe, especially when used incorrectly.
Umhan al-Tantawi, a neighbor to Abd al-Fattah al-Baghdadi, owns a small shop selling chickens in Burish camp. This woman is using a generator to provide electricity to keep working in the shop that she depends on to make a living, and also using candles despite of the pain and damage it caused to her neighbors.
A few days ago, my son Ahmed lit a candle. I found it completely burnt in the bathroom. It almost burnt the house. From that moment, I didn't use candles for light anymore. Electricity affects us so much. My husband's sick. He has blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, and kidney problems. When the electricity is off, his health gets bad. We even don't have the fuel for a generator.
فأنفاسه الأخيرة كمان ما فيش سولار بالمرة لا سولار ولا بنزين ولا غاز ولا كاز في الدار.
In a shooting in Omhani's house in Burej camp, the driver was unable to drive us to another place to continue our work because of the fuel shortage.
Can we go to shoot another place? No, we can't get there. I do not have enough petrol to go. We only have 30 minutes to reach one place. I think there is a petrol station near here. I hope we can get enough petrol.
Hundreds of car drivers wait hours and hours in front of petrol stations to refill their cars with fuel.
We have suffered from the petrol crisis and shortage for about 7 years. The tunnels help somewhat in providing the diesel and petrol, but after the tunnels close, we have suffered again for about 6 months now.
The petrol crisis is affecting every one of us. We need to go get the fuel like our husbands when they travel. We must take this role in standing in a long line waiting for some fuel. We usually return late to our children. We hope this crisis ends soon because we have had enough suffering.
As a result of the electricity outage, hospitals and clinics that rely extensively on the use of backup generators were not away from the crisis as well, due to the unpredictable shortage of power supply.
As a result of the Israeli blockade and electricity cuts, hospitals and clinics rely extensively on backup generators, which are not designed to function for prolonged periods and are often damaged as a result. Additionally, the fuel needed to generate electricity is frequently unavailable. Medics and doctors groups expressed their utmost concerns about the dangerous situation of the health sector in Gaza. This acute crisis of electricity and shortage of medical supplies endangers the lives of all patients, children and adults.
The shortage of industrial fuel that's used to generate electricity has also affected the operating capacity of the Gaza power plant.
The problem now in the power station is the lack of regularity, awaiting the arrival of fuel because of border conditions, security, and Israeli policies. Therefore, in this matter, as long as the occupation has the ability to control it, I think they will keep a certain level of control to keep us within the walls of the energy and power crisis.
Thus, the Israeli occupation, who restricts fuel supply to Gaza, is responsible for the innocents who were burned to death. In addition, to the patients who have been suffering in hospitals. Moreover, the power cuts are also a major threat to the industrial sector, where the production is interrupted and leads to an increase in poverty and unemployment rates among Gazans.
When the electricity cuts, especially in certain seasons, it affects not only the factory's production, but also affects 17 workers by reducing their salaries due to the reduced working hours. This will badly damage the economic situation.
الكهرب حياتنا، الكهرب احنا متأثرين منها كثير.
الاحتلال قاعد بيقطع عنا الكهرب، الاحتلال بيوفر.
Israel continues restricting the fuel supply to Gaza, which makes the power station stop generating electricity. But despite all of that, we must survive to free our lands. As tailors, we are paid for working 8 hours a day. When the hours are reduced due to the electricity cutting, the payment is also reduced. Lower salaries mean suffering in all aspects of our lives.
وهذه طبعا معاناة مش معاناة هذا تدمير إلنا لحياتنا ولاقتصادنا ولمعيشتنا.
Thank you.